With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. How has President Trump performed during his first 100 days in office? It all depends who you ask.
The start of Donald Trump's second term has been the worst start of any president in modern times.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Americans have had a hard time.
He now has the lowest approvals any president has seen through his first 100 days since they started polling 80 years ago.
But White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt would beg to differ. She says, in fact, President Trump has made historic progress in securing the U.S. border.
The Trump administration is working 24/7 to successfully arrest and deport these illegal criminals and foreign terrorists from our communities. We are in the beginning stages of carrying out the largest deportation campaign in American history.
And to mark his successful first 100 days in office, the president holding a rally in Michigan tomorrow. He will be delivering a commencement address at the University of Alabama on Thursday. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says he's convinced China will back off in the tariff fight.
That which is unsustainable will not be sustained. And again, the Chinese business model is predicated on selling subsidized goods into the U.S., and it's just not a long-term business strategy for them. So I am sure that they will come and want to de-escalate.
Those comments courtesy of CNBC. Police searching for the driver of a yacht that slammed through a ferry last night in Clearwater, Florida. Brenda Alvarez was a passenger on the ferry and spoke to WFTS.
You never expect any of this to happen. We can understand how fast they were going, like how that is even logically possible, that they hit and were able to like just get off like that.
Police say the hit and run left one person dead and 12 others hospitalized. This is SRN News. As Americans assess the first 100 days of the new Trump administration, one consideration is how pro-life issues are being impacted. Dr. Ingrid Skop of the Charlotte Lozier Institute says she's optimistic after seeing some interesting people installed in key positions.
We think of Robert Kennedy Jr., who's heading the HHS. He is a man who is willing to question the narrative.
She predicts that RFK Jr. will delve much deeper into the safety and availability of chemical abortion drugs.
If RFK does investigate the safety, I think very quickly he's going to realize there is nothing about abortion data that is mandatorily collected by the FDA. In fact, in 2016, they said, don't tell us about complications of these drugs anymore. Only if they kill a woman do we want to know.
Dr. Skop says chemical abortion drugs currently purchased online, then shipped to states where they're prohibited, need to be returned to their original conditions of use, requiring in-person supervision. This is SRN News. Here's John Scott with a look at the close on Wall Street.
Stock indexes shook off a midday slump and ended mostly higher at the start of the week, backed with several potential flashpoints for markets. The S&P 500 edged up 0.1%, its fifth gain in a row. The Dow added 0.3%, and the NASDAQ composite slipped 0.1%. Drops for some big tech stocks held back the market's gains ahead of earnings reports this week from Amazon, Apple, Meta Platforms, and Microsoft. Reports this week will also show how the U.S. economy performed at the start of 2025 and how many workers employers hired during April. The Dow was up 114 points to close at 40,227. The NASDAQ lost 16 to 17,366. The S&P 500 was up 3 points to 55,28. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.